Title: Soul Pride. Vocal texture pitch for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing that proper old school jungle thing where the vocal isn't the star of the show, it's the atmosphere. Texture. Attitude. Ghost in the room. We're taking a Soul Pride style vocal phrase. Could be a sung hook, a shout, a spoken line, even a little crowd ad-lib. Short is perfect. 1 to 4 words is plenty. And we're turning it into two layers that feel like they belong in a smoky warehouse at 3 a.m., wrapped around amen edits and rolling bass, at around 165 BPM. Here's the plan. Layer A is going to be your warehouse soul pad vocal, pitched down, smeared, wide, dark, living in the haze. Layer B is your jungle chop hook, slice to MIDI, rhythmic stabs, groove, little pitch moves, delay throws the stuff that talks back to the breaks. And the real secret sauce is we're going to print it. We'll resample our processing so it stops sounding like a vocal with plugins, and starts sounding like a recorded artifact. That's the difference between clean modern and believable 90s energy. Let's start with prep. Step 0. Choose the right source and warp it like a pro. Pick a phrase with character. You actually want some breath, some rasp, some grit. A bit of unevenness. Clean pop a cappellas can work, but you'll have to work harder to give them soul. If it already sounds like someone's in a room, you're winning. Drop the vocal into an audio track. Double-click it. Turn warp on. If you know the original tempo, set the segment BPM close to it. It helps the warp behave. Now decide your warp mode based on intent. If you want the words to stay recognizable, go complex pro. If you want pure vibe and fog, go texture. Quick rule to remember. Words equals complex pro. Vibe equals texture. One more coach move before we even build layers. Tune it to the track. Even if this is just texture, you still want it landing near the key center. Haunted is fine. Wrong is not fine. So throw a tuner device after the vocal chain temporarily, loop a steady vowel moment, and adjust clip transpose until it hovers around something useful. Root, fifth, minor, third, whatever fits your tune. Okay, now we build layer A. Step 1. Layer A. Smoky pitch texture. Duplicate your vocal track. Command or Control D. On the duplicate clip, start by transposing down. Try -5 semitones as a starting point. Anywhere from -3 to -7 is the sweet zone. Then add a tiny detune, like -10 to -25 cents. We're not trying to make it out of tune, we're trying to make it feel human and a little unstable, like old tape or a stretched sample. If you're using Complex Pro, now we play the formants. Formants are not pitch. Think of them like throat size and identity. Pitch is the musical note. Formants are the body. Try pushing formants down, like -20 to -60. Start around -30. That makes it chestier and darker without needing to slam pitch too far. Then the envelope in Complex Pro, somewhere around 80 to 120. Higher values can smear transitions, which can be cool for fob. Now choose your warehouse smoke warp approach. Option 1 is texture warp for maximum haze. Set warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 70 to 130 milliseconds. Bigger grain, fobbier smear. Flux around 10 to 25% for movement. That flux adds that drifting, unstable character. Option 2 is Complex Pro for more identity. If you want the phrase still understood, keep it on Complex Pro and use a second printed layer later for the heavy blur. That's a big pro technique. Words plus fog instead of sacrificing the performance. Now the device chain for layer A, all stock Ableton. First, EQ8, high pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. You don't want vocal rumble messing with your sub and kick. Then gently dip the harsh zone, usually 2 to 4kHz. Pull it down 2 to 4dB. The point is, stop it fighting the snare crack and hats. And honestly, skip the shiny air shelf. We're going dark. Next, roar. We're using roar for warmth and a little grime, not total destruction. Go soft clip or tube. Drive around 5 to 12 dB. Dart at 8. Roll off some highs with roar's tone or filter. Aim for brown, not bright. Mix around 40 to 70% so you keep some dry identity. Next, auto filter for movement. Low pass 24 dB mode. Set cutoff somewhere like 1.2 to 3.5 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. Enough to give character, not so much it whistles. Then add subtle motion. You can do it with envelope or LFO. For LFO, set ray to 1/8 or 1/4 synced, and keep the amount tiny, like 5 to 12%. This is the kind of movement you should feel more than hear. Now hybrid reverb for the actual warehouse. Try hall or room, or a convolution impulse that feels industrial. Decay can be anywhere from 2.5 to 6.5 seconds. Longer in intros and breakdowns, shorter under full drums. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the vocal keeps a little definition before the space hits. Then filter the reverb. Low cut 180 to 300 Hz. High cut around 4 to 7K Hz. Dark space, not shiny space. Dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. You want it behind the break, not on top of it. Here's an extra pro cleanup that helps a lot. Put another EQ 8 after the reverb. Yes, after. High pass the reverb tail at 250 to 400 Hz so the room doesn't cloud the bass. And if cymbals get cloudy, dip around 6 to 9 kHz a little. That keeps your hats crisp. Finally, utility. Widen a bit, like 120 to 160%, but keep bass mono up to around 120 Hz. We want width in the haze, not in the low end. Checkpoint moment. At this point, Lara should sound like a low, wide vocal wash that feels expensive and deep, and it should not fight your snare. Now layer B. Step 2. Jungle chop hook. Go back to the original vocal clip, not the pitch down pad. Right-click it and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients for quick results, or by warp markers if you manually place them. You'll get a drum rack full of slices. Now we tighten those chops so they bounce like 1994. Open a slice and simpler inside the drum rack. Set it to one shot. That's classic stab behavior. Set the envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. The goal is short and punchy, so it doesn't blur with the break edits. Turn on the filter in simpler, LP12, and set cutoff around 3 to 6 kHz to keep it dark and not too modern. Now pitch per slice. Some hits you pitch down minus 2 or minus 5 semitones for weight. And if you want those hype responses, you can do plus 7 sparingly. But here's the trick. If you pitch up, low pass it harder so it becomes energy, not chipmunk. Old school hype stabs were often bright in impact, not in intelligibility. Now we groove it. Open the groove pool and grab an MPC style swing around 54 to 58%, or better. Extract a groove from your break, like Amen or Think, and apply it to your vocal MIDI. But don't overcommit. Keep groove amount around 30 to 60%. You want it riding the break, not collapsing the timing. Advanced timing tip that really sells it. Microlature callouts. Nudge some chop hits late by 8 to 18 milliseconds, especially the answers after snares, but keep the first hit of a phrase on grid as the anchor. That gives you that dragged warehouse swagger without sounding sloppy. Now device chain for layer B, on the drum rack group or on a dedicated group track. First, saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This helps it sit like an instrument. Then EQ 8, high pass 120 to 200 Hz. Keep low end clear. If it's nasal, notch around 800 to 1.2 kHz. Then echo for dub throws. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. 3/16 is a DnB sweet spot. Feedback around 20 to 45%. Filter the echo, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass 5 to 7 kHz. And the big move, automate dry slash wet so throws happen only at the end of phrases. That's how you keep it hype, without washing everything all the time. Then a short reverb, not huge. Decay 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Low cut at 250 Hz. Mix 8 to 18%. Just enough to place it in the same world as layer A, but still punchy. Checkpoint. You should now have playable vocal hits that sit like part of the groove, not like a lead singer pasted over jungle drums. Now we do the part that makes it sound real. Step 3. The vocal texture pitch resampling workflow. Make a new audio track called VOC Resample. Set audio from to your vocal group, or just layer A if you want a pure wash print. Set monitoring to in. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the processing. And when I say perform, I mean it. Do passes. One pass where you go movement heavy, tweak filter cutoff, grain size, flux, small format changes. One pass where you go space heavy, ride reverb decay and pre-delay, open and close the room. One pass where you go dirt heavy, roar drive and tone, just like you're pushing a channel on a desk. Then pick the best moments, consolidate them. Command or Control J. Now rewarp your resample. This is second generation and it's magic. Put warp mode on texture. Grain around 90 to 160 milliseconds. Optionally transpose it down another couple semitones if you want it even more subterranean. This printed layer is what starts sounding like a sampled record or a dub played artifact instead of plug-in vocal. Now arrangement. Step 4. Arranging vocals in DnB at 165 to 170 BPM. Think like a DJ-friendly structure. For a 16-bar intro, use layer A only. Long tail, slow filter opening. Let it set the mood before drums hit. In the 8-bar pre-drop, start sprinkling layer B. One or two hits per bar. Keep it sparse, like callouts in the distance. Automate an echo throw right at the end of bar 8 for tension. In the drop, layer A stays low in the mix and ideally sidechained to the drums, so it breathes with the amen. Layer B becomes call and response with the breaks. A classic placement is right after the snare, on the end of 2 and 4. That keeps the snare crack clean but still gives you vocal attitude. Twitch your chop pattern every 8 bars. Jungle lives on variation that's subtle but constant. A nasty little warehouse drone trick right before the drop. Do a pre-drop vacuum. Mute the dry vocal for one beat. Leave only a filtered reverb tail. Then hard cut into drums. That moment of air removal makes the drop hit bigger without adding any extra sounds. Now mix control. Step 5. Keep it loud but not in the way. Group your vocals into vocals GRP. On the group, EQ8 with a high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. No vocal low-end battles. Then glue compressor with a medium attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not crush. Limiter only if your resamples are doing wild peaks.